presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Look at the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
And now, Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who fights a never-ending battle against crime and injustice, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper. When the transport plane in which Kent and Lois Lane were following Walter Huffman and his Chinese henchman Hu Ling was forced down in a storm, Kent left Lois at a small Midwestern hotel while he proceeded to San Francisco as Superman. Neither of them was aware that Huffman and Hu Ling had broken their journey at the same hotel in order to throw whoever might be following them off the track. As our story continues today, Huffman has discovered that Lois is in room 507, and he promptly goes up to visit her. Listen.
Yes?
How do you do? My name is Schmidt. Edward Schmidt.
Wait a minute.
Yes?
If your name is Schmidt, why did your pocket handkerchief carry the initials WH?
Huh? Oh, that will...
You're lying. Your name isn't Schmidt. I know who you are. Walter Huffman.
Now, wait a minute.
Operator. Operator.
Put down that phone.
Operator.
Now, pick up the phone. Pick it up. You place the receiver on the hook.
What do you want?
Answer it. Answer it. Answer it, you hear me? Say it was a mistake.
Never mind, operator. It was a mistake.
Thank you, Miss Lane. You are a smart girl.
What do you want?
What do I want? Nothing. The question is, what do you want? For what reason were you and Mr. Kent en route to San Francisco?
That's none of your business.
I am afraid I will have to make it my business. You are following me. Why?
Because you met...
Say it, Miss Lane. Because I murdered Dr. Chivon. You don't have to be afraid.
I'm not afraid.
So you think I am responsible for Chivon's death? Of course you have evidence.
Enough to send you and that Chinese partner of yours to the chair.
Really? I am sure Hu Ling will be interested. Don't move, Miss Lane. It might be dangerous. Hu Ling.
Yes, Huffman?
Come in. Hu Ling, this is Miss Lois Lane, reporter for the Daily Planet newspaper.
This humble person is honored, Miss Lane.
Miss Lane has just told me, Hu Ling, that she has enough evidence to send both of us to the electric chair for the murder of Chiwan.
There is an old Chinese proverb, he who bears witness walks in the shadow of death.
A very good proverb, Hu Ling.
You can't frighten me.
We are not trying to frighten you, Miss Lane. Are we, Hu Ling?
Certainly not, Mr. Huffman. That would be to show this courtesy to a lady.
But we would like to know, Miss Lane, just what evidence you have.
All right, all right. I haven't any evidence against you.
And yet you and Mr. Kent wasted no time following us. You must have had suspicions.
Why, just accompanied Mr. Kent. I wasn't told why we were making the
you
trip.
You do not lie convincingly, Miss Lane. But that is unimportant. I think it would be dangerous to leave you here alone.
I'm returning east in the morning.
No. You are going west with us. But first, there's a little matter to attend to. How did Mr. Kent continue on to San Francisco?
By plane.
All planes were grounded because of the weather.
He hired a private plane.
Then we will go by train. Hu Ling, in that desk drawer, you will find some telegraph blanks.
Yes, Armand. These are the ones you wish?
Yes, thank you. Now we will send Mr. Kent a telegram. Where can he be reached?
I don't know.
Come, Miss Lane. Don't make it difficult.
Are there not other methods, Huffman?
I don't think that would be necessary. Well, Miss Lane?
I tell you, I don't know.
Very well. We'll have to make use of our ingenuity. Mr. Kent probably suspects that Hu Ling and I are journeying west to take passage on a boat for China. Therefore, he will search for us at the pier. Since there is only one line now operating between America and the Orient, the Eastern Star Line, that is where we will send the telegram.
You are very clever, Huffman.
Thank you, Hu Ling. Now, what shall we say?
Doesn't matter what you say. He'll never get it.
That is a chance we must take. Mr. Clark Kent, care of the Eastern Star Steamship Line, San Francisco. Return east at once. Very important. Love, Lois. Take this down to the lobby, Hu Ling, and see that it is sent immediately. Oh, yes, and purchase a veil for Miss Lane. A heavy, dark veil.
I understand, Huffman. I shall return with haste.
You're mad if you think I'm going with you,
Huffman. You have two choices, Miss Lane. Either you accompany us quietly or... I would rather not discuss the alternative.
You wouldn't dare touch me.
When men are desperate, Miss Lane, they will dare anything. Do not force us to take drastic action. You will be better off if you do as they say. Much better off. Pudding, I think now we can take the gag off. I'm sure Miss Lane is smart enough to realize we mean her no harm. There. That's better.
You thief, both of you.
I am sure you do not mean
I mean every word of it. If you think you can get away with this, you're crazy.
Please, Miss Lane, you are tired. I will send a porter in to make up your berth. Come, Wu Ling. Remember, Miss Lane, we will be watching this drawing room. Don't do anything you may regret. Good night.
With Lois Lane, an unwilling passenger on a westbound train, and Clark Kent about to receive a telegram that will send him hurrying back east, Walter Huffman stands a good chance of escaping the country with the precious dragon's teeth. Meanwhile, in the editorial office of the Daily Planet, editor Perry White is making a frantic attempt to learn the whereabouts of Lois and Kent. Listen.
What in the name of heaven do I have to do to get some information around here? Miss Kenyon. Miss Kenyon.
Yes, Mr. White?
Don't guess me. What about Kent and Miss Lane? Where are they?
Well, I can't seem to find them, Mr. White.
You can't seem to find that. Now, look here. That plane they were on was forced down at Briarville.
Yes.
What do you mean, yes? We got that in the news report.
Yes,
and
Mr.
they
White.
Said... I told you not to yes me. Did you call the airline?
Yes, no, I mean...
What do you mean?
Well, I called them.
Well, what'd they say?
Well, there were four passengers on the plane.
Oh, what do I care how many passengers there were? What happened to Lois and Kent?
Well, I'm coming to that. All the passengers were transferred to the Capitol Hotel at Briarville, and they...
Why didn't you say that in the first place? Did you call the hotel?
No, sir. You didn't tell me to.
Must I tell you everything?
No, sir.
Haven't you got a head of your own? Call the hotel.
Yes, sir.
Find out whether Kent's there.
Yes, sir.
If he is, I'll speak to him.
Yes, sir.
Wait a minute. I'll put the call through myself. You stay here. I may need you.
Yes, sir.
Hello. 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 Get me the Capitol Hotel in Briarville. What? How should I know the number? Call me back. This newspaper certainly has more than a share of numbskull employees. Two of my best reporters make a forced landing in a storm and haven't brains enough to wire or call me to tell me they're all right. Miss Kenyon.
Yes, Mr. White.
What did they say at the airline? Was the plane damaged? Did it crack up?
No, sir.
It didn't crack up?
Well, no, they didn't say.
Oh. Perry White.
On your call to the Capitol Hotel, Mr. White.
Yes?
The Briarville Exchange does not answer, Mr. White.
Why not?
The wires are down because of the storm. I'm sorry, sir.
All right, forget it. She's sorry. That's a hot one.
You shouldn't be so worried, Mr. White.
Oh, I shouldn't, eh? I shouldn't. And who is going to worry if I don't?
But nothing can happen to them.
You're sure of that?
No, I'm not sure, but...
Come in. Come in.
Hello, Mr. White.
Kent.
Surprised to see me?
All right. All right, Miss Kenyon. Get out. Get out. Close the door behind you.
Kent, what on earth happened?
Well, we were forced down outside Briarville. Bad weather. I took Lois to the Capitol Hotel, left her there, and continued on to San Francisco by private plane.
Go on.
When I got there, the first place I visited was the Eastern Star Steamship Line, the only line in service to China. There was a telegram waiting there for me, so I flew back.
Flew back? What do you mean, flew back? All the planes were grounded.
Well, I hired another private plane.
Ah.
We made it in good time.
Now, wait a minute. The telegram. What did it say and who was it from?
Why, it was from Lois. Said to come back east at once. Where is Lois?
Well, that's what I'd like to know.
You mean she's not here? She didn't return?
No, and I haven't heard from her either.
You haven't? I don't like this. I'll put a call through to the Capitol Hotel in Briarville.
No, I've already done that.
Yes?
And the wires are down. Can't get through.
She doesn't like Lois to keep us in the dark. I don't understand it. If she sent a wire to me, why didn't she communicate with you somehow?
I've been sitting here tearing my hair out ever since I learned your plane was forced down. In the first place, I had no word from you. And in the second place, I figured you'd never get to the coast in time to stop Huffman.
Well, whether Huffman has stopped or not is unimportant now. We've got to find out what happened to Lois. She's just come.
Come in.
The porter, ma'am. Gentlemen say you wanted your berth made up.
Yes, please.
Yeah. Won't take me long to make it up, ma'am. Oh, ma'am, I told you for you.
Porter.
Yes?
What's our next stop?
Greenville, ma'am.
Listen, if I gave you a telegram, could you have it sent from Greenville?
Yes, ma'am. I'll go get your blank.
No, don't do that. I have a piece of paper. You're sure it'll get off all right.
Yes, ma'am. We got 5 minutes in Greenville.
Oh, that's fine. Perry White. Daily Planet, Metropolis, in trouble, have
police sneak Pacific Flyer into San Francisco. Slower.
Yeah, we're coming into Greenville, ma'am.
Okay, I'm finished. Now, here's the telegram. Here's a dollar. Please be sure and see that it's sent. You hear me? It's very important.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, and I'll be back to make up the bill. Yes, ma'am. I'll have everything tenanted just as...
Order.
Yes, sir.
The young lady in that drawing room, Porter, she is all right?
Oh, yes, is she all right?
The reason I asked, Porter, is that she is not well. Something is wrong with her mind. In case she happens to say something to you that sounds queer, don't pay any attention to it.
She ain't said nothing queer, sir. No, sir. She just gave me this here telegram to send at Greenville.
Oh, she gave you a telegram?
Yes, sir.
Well, I think you better let me see it.
Yeah.
You don't have to bother sending this telegram, Porter. I'll take care of it. Thank you.
Unknown to Lois, a virtual prisoner on the speeding train, Walter Huffman has intercepted her urgent wire to Perry White. Can anything now prevent Huffman from carrying through whatever plans he has in mind? Plans that not only involve Lois, but also the precious Dragon's Teeth? Don't forget to tune in next time and follow the thrilling story with Superman.
Tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a plane!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.